بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن اسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني. حديث حسن رواه الترمذي وغيره. ابو هريره رضي الله عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said part of the beautification and perfection of the Islam of a person is for him to abstain from and remove from his life those things which are not relevant. This hadith, whilst it is very, very brief, the meaning of this hadith is very, very voluminous. In fact, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in his Arba'in, the 40 ahadith which he chose particularly for his kitab, this is one of the ahadith. And this importance of this hadith can be gauged from the prominence that the imams of ahadith would give to it. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayh, famous scholar and imam of hadith, his Sunan Abi Dawud, his collection of hadith is taught in most of our darulums, Islamic universities throughout the world. He mentioned, he said, I collected 4,000 ahadith from the treasure of ahadith. Thereafter I contemplated and I found that the meaning of these 4,000 ahadith could be condensed in 4 ahadith. The 4 ahadith which he referred to, al-halal bayyinun wal-haram bayyin, that halal is clear and haram is clear. The second hadith, innama al-amalu bin-niyat, that actions are judged according to their intention. The third hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا, that Allah is pure and Allah does not accept that Allah does not accept anything except that which is pure. And the fourth hadith is this hadith, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي, that the beauty of a person's Islam, a person can become a beautiful, respectable Muslim if he will remove from his life things which are not relevant. He said that each of these ahadiths are one quarter of knowledge. It is mentioned about Imam Abu Dawud that on one occasion he said, I wrote down with my own hands 500,000 ahadiths. From these I chose for my Sunan, that is his book, his compilation of hadith, Sunan Abu Dawud, 4,800 ahadiths. And thereafter he said, from there it will suffice for a person's deen, just 4 ahadiths. Innama al-amalu bin-niyat, actions according to intention. This hadith, min husni islam al-mar'i, the beauty of the Islam of a person is to abstain from that which is irrelevant. The third hadith he referred to is, la yakun mu'minan hatta yarda li akhihi ma yarda li nafsihi. A person cannot be a true believer until he will desire for his brother what he desires for himself. And the fourth hadith, al-halalu bayyinun al-haramu bayyin, that halal is clear and haram is clear. If you look at this hadith, what is the message behind it? You can see such emphasis, such relevance is being placed on the meaning of this hadith by the various imams of ahadith. The message behind it primarily is that a mu'min is one who understands the value of his time. We have to regulate our time and our actions. And ma la ya'ni, and stay away from anything. Every action, every speech which is not necessary, which has no benefit in it. A lot of times a person feels that if I venture into something unnecessary or I try something out, what is the harm? No problem, if it fails I'll do something else. The question we have to ask ourselves is that how are you going to recover the time that you lost? How are you going to recover the energy that you lost? Ulama give the analogy with regards to how valuable our time is. They say that there were very famous analogy, you might have heard it before. They say 3 people were blindfolded and they were sent into a cave and they were told to collect. And each one of them regretted. The one person was cautious, so he just picked up a few things. Somebody was more adventurous, he picked up a little more. Somebody was very adventurous, he filled his pockets. And they came out and the blindfold was removed. Then each of them saw that what was in that cave was actually pearls and diamonds. So the one who picked up very little regretted, I should have picked up more. The one who picked up a little more should have desired that I should have picked up even more. And the one who filled his pocket said, why didn't I take even more than that? So like that is our life in this world. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. He said, Allah in Jannat will give you whatever you want. But still, the Jannati will have one hasrat and regret. The time in this world which was not utilized correctly. The time which could have been used in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a mu'min is someone who is conscious of the value of his time. He regulates his time. He regulates his actions. We have to be careful, particularly we have to be more careful about what we speak. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you want to become a good Muslim, you want to become a perfect believer, this is impossible. This is impossible unless you will learn to stay away from unnecessary speech. In fact, Imam Abu Muhammad Maliki Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that the essence and crux of excellent etiquette and conduct to become a good upright person, to be a person with good akhlaq and character, he says it can be derived by practicing on just four ahadith. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. If you look at these four ahadith, the meaning is very similar. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. That person who believes in Allah in the last day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when he speaks, he must speak good or he must keep silent. This hadith, the beauty of the Islam of a person is to abstain from unnecessary speech and action. Likewise, somebody asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give him brief advice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا تغضب, do not become angry. In the fourth hadith, المؤمن يحب لأخي ما يحب لنفسه. A true mu'min is one who desires for his brother what he desires for himself. So this is something that is very, very important. A lot of times I mention that just one day, take a pen and take a paper. From morning till night, every time you open your mouth, write down what you said. And then at the end of the day, analyze what we speak. How many times it is unnecessary speech. Ghibat about somebody, slandering somebody, backbiting somebody, hurting the feelings of somebody, lying, deception. These things have become so common that we don't realize the negative effect. These are actually things which are destroying our good deeds. So very, very important, my respected brothers, is that to develop the person's inside, to become a beautiful, a good Muslim, to become an upright Muslim, to become a Muslim who is conscious of his akhirat, very, very important is to stay away from things which are unnecessary, particularly to stay away from unnecessary speech. Allah give us tawfiq.